Monet 3 Media.
Good Monday morning. Thanks for joining in on this Going Deep. I'm looking forward to spending the next 40 days looking at various passages of Scripture and just talking about how God can take us deeper if we allow Him to. I think that's the big key, is the allowing Him to. Here's the plan, a suggested plan. Each day we'll read a psalm together. This week we're reading Psalm 25. And then we'll also read a New Testament passage today, happened to be John 13. I posted a blog. If you go to branchesblog.com, I think it's the very, it will be the first blog that comes up, and it's entitled Going Deep, and in that I listed the scripture reading for the week, and I'll do that each week. I'll list the scripture reading for the entire week so you know kind of what we're reading, but I'll just let you know that tomorrow we'll read Psalm 25 and also Matthew 10. So that's kind of where we go in this. So here's the suggested plan. I'd encourage you to find a quiet place, pray the prayer that I suggested that you pray as a beginning to this. It goes something like this. This morning, I'm taking these out of the Guide to Prayers for Ministers and Other Servants, and I'll edit them just a little bit, but it's something like this. Almighty God, by the power of your Holy Spirit, open our eyes, ears, hearts, and very lives to your presence, so that today we may worship and serve you in faithfulness. Be blessing and healing, reminders of your love to all those whose lives we touch. We offer our prayers in the name of Christ. Amen. So begin with that brief prayer. Read the scripture, Psalm 25, today John 13. And then I'd encourage you to come to Anchor FM and listen to this very, very brief comment on that. I won't do this entire summary each day or instruction each day, but just a comment. Today, John 13, it is one of the probably most poignant pictures in Scripture. That scene of Jesus who has spent 3 years with his disciples, he knows what's coming. They don't. He knows what's coming. And in the heaviness of that moment, he takes them through this very sacred ritual. There's something powerful about ritual. I say this often, that in our evangelical, Pentecostal, fundamental, whatever you call it, church, we don't appreciate ritual. Some of my high church, I have a great friend, Dan Scott, who is an Anglican priest, and they appreciate the power of ritual, of doing the same thing over and over again through the years, and knowing that for thousands of years, millions of believers have followed this same ritual. Communion obviously is one, but these times of Lent, of focusing on this icon that we have seen for years, that helps us to grow closer. That's what this scene is. It is the scene of Jesus in the upper room, the Last Supper, and the most unbelievable demonstration of love, mercy, and grace. The epitome of who Jesus is in one moment in this scene, when at the end of the meal, John says, and rising from the table, he takes a towel, wrapped it around his waist, and knelt and washed their feet. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the Creator of the world, the one who flung the stars into the sky and breathed the earth into existence, kneels in front of the muddy, dirty, nasty feet of the disciples and washes their feet. And what is most amazing to me is that John very clearly says, and he washes the feet of Judas, because he washes Judas's feet, and then he turns and has that brief discussion about the one who will betray him. How do you do that? How do you come to the place where you can so surrender, so submit, that you're willing to wash the feet of your betrayer? Today, this week, the theme is, in going deep, is letting go, is giving up something, and we're talking about a more tangible thing that we give up in order to get closer to God. But this is the ultimate giving up the right to hold a grudge, to be unforgiving, to be angry, giving that up in order to go deep. That's a powerful thing. That's the takeaway for today, is that I encourage you, as you look at what to give up for this 40 days, that you not only look outward in front of you, but you look inward in your own heart and say, perhaps this ill will, this bitter feeling, this unforgiveness, perhaps that's what I need to give up. Well, God bless you. I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Well, thanks for stopping by for a minute on Monday Matters. If you'd like more information about content from yours truly, Mike Courtney, or from any of the Branches staff, go to www.branchesblog.com. There you'll find information about our biweekly podcast, our weekly blogs, our contribution from time to time to try to make the world a healthier, happier, and perhaps holier place. We'd love to see you there, and we'd love to see you here next Monday on Monday Matters.